I'm Hans Christian Andersen, I've many a tale to tell. And though I'm a cobbler, I'd say I tell them rather well. I'll mend your shoes and I'll fix your boots when I have a moment free. When I'm not otherwise occupied as a purple duck or a mountainside or a quarter after three. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's me. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, I bring you a fable rare. There once was a table who said, oh, how I'd love a chair. And then and there came a sweet young chair, all dressed in a bridal gown. He said to her in a voice so true, now I did not say I would marry you, but I would like to sit down. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen's in town. I write myself a note each day and I place it in my hat. The wind comes by, the hat blows high, but that's not the end of that. For round and round the world it goes, it lands here right behind myself. I pick it up and I read the note, which is merely to remind myself. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's me. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, my pen's like a babbling brook. Permit me to show you, dear sir, my very latest book. Now here's a tale of a simple fool, just glance at a page or two. You laugh, ha ha, but you blush a bit, for you realize while you're reading it that it's also reading you. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's who. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, and this is an April day. It's full of the magic I need to speed me on my way. My pocketbook has an empty look, I limp on a lumpy shoe. Or if I wish, I'm a flying fish or a millionaire with a rocking chair and a dumpling in my stew. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's who.
Hello and welcome to Mondo Hollywood. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and on today's episode, we are playing the soundtracks of movies based on the lives of real-life people. Danny Kaye kicked off the show by introducing himself as Hans Christian Andersen from the 1952 musical in which he played the Danish author famous for his fairy tales. And while we'll be hearing songs from other movies based on authors' lives in this next hour, let's stay in the 1950s with some movies about people in show business. In 1957, Frank Sinatra played nightclub comedian and singer Joe E. Lewis, who was nearly murdered by the mob for refusing to play a show, and The Joker is Wild. We'll hear his Oscar-winning song, All the Way, from that picture, along with the title track of 1958 St. Louis Blues, starring Nat King Cole as composer W.C. Handy, who was responsible for bringing the blues out of the Delta in the early 1900s. But first, let's hear Doris Day as Ruth Etting, another singer from the 1920s who had run-ins with the mob. In her case, she married a gangster who became her manager, and in the 1955 movie about her life, Love Me or Leave Me, he was played by James Cagney. Let's hear Doris singing the Irving Berlin song, Shaking the Blues Away, which Ruth Etting originally sang for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927.
There's an old superstition way down south. Everybody believes that trouble won't stay if you shake it away. When they hold a revival way down south, everybody with care and trouble that day tries to shake it away. Shaking the blues away, unhappy news away. If you were blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles, telling the blues to go. They may refuse to go, but as a rule, they'll go if you shake them away. Do like the voodoos do, listen to the voodoo melody. They shake their bodies so, to and fro, with every shake, a lucky break, proving that there's a way, to chase your cares away.
Away.
If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away.
Somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way, happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way, taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you. All the way through the good or lean years, and for all those in between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way. And when somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you. All the way through the good or lean years, and for all those in between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. St. Louis woman with her diamond ring, pulls that man around by her apron string. Twant for powder and for stowboard hair, the gal I love would not gone nowhere. Got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. That gal got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Ah, else she would not have gone so far from me. I love that gal like a schoolboy loves his pie. Like a Kentucky colonel loves his mint and rye. I'll love my baby until the day I die. I'll love my baby till the day I die.
I got 36 expressions. Sweet as pie to tough as leather. And that's six expressions more than all them Barrymores put together. Instead of just kicking me, why don't they give me a lift? Well, it must be a plot, 'cause they're scared that I got such a gift. Well, I'm miffed, 'cause I'm the greatest star. I am by far. But no one knows it. Wait, they're gonna hear a voice, a silver flute. Belcher each toot. Hey, that kid is terrific. When I expose it. Now, can't you see to look at me that I'm a natural Camille? As Camille, I just feel I've so much to offer. Hey, listen, kid, I know I'd be divine because I'm a natural coffer. Some ain't got it, not a lump. I'm a great big clump of talent left. They'll bend in half. Did you ever hear a story about the traveling salesman? 1,000 jokes. Stick around for the jokes. 1,000 faces. Reiterate, when you're gifted, then you're gifted. These are facts. I got no axe to grind. Hey, what are you blind? In all of the world, so far, I'm the greatest star. No autographs, please. You think beautiful girls are gonna stay a star forever? I should say not. Any minute now, they're gonna be out. Finished! Then it'll be my turn. Who is chap with pizzazz, who is all ginger and jazz, who is as glamorous as, who's an American beauty rose with an American beauty nose and 10 American beauty toes. Eyes on the target and wham, one shot, one gunshot and bam! Hey, Mr. Keeney! Star, I am by far, but no one knows it. That's why I was born. I'll blow my horn till someone blows it. I light up like the light, light up like the light. I'll flicker then flare.
Don't say that we must part. Somebody come around and change your mind. All these years we've been together, joy and tears, all kinds of weather. Someday, blue and downhearted, you'll wanna be with me right back where you started. After I'm gone, after I'm gone away.
From the 1988 movie, 8 Men Out, about the Chicago White Sox 1919 World Series cheating scandal, that was Lee Little Queenie Harris with After You've Gone. And you're listening to Mondo Hollywood Spotlight on True Life Stories on UMFM. Before that, we heard Miles Davis with It Never Entered My Mind from the 1974 soundtrack of Lenny, in which Dustin Hoffman played comedian Lenny Bruce, and Barbara Streisand sang I'm the Greatest Star from her Oscar-winning turn as Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl. And in this next set, let's start with a focus on the movies about authors, including Agatha Christie, one of my favorites, Shirley Jackson, and one of the two movies made about the pair of fairy tale writers known as the Brothers Grimm. There'll also be dueling Hunter S. Thompsons by Bill Murray and Johnny Depp from the soundtracks of Where the Buffalo Roam and Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. But first, here's Terry Thomas and Buddy Hackett attempting his best British accent with a song from the 1962 George Pal production, The Wonderful World of the Brothers Grimm.
Why am I thirsting and throbbing and busting in a relishing basket of the ghastly adventure ahead? What sayest thou, eh?
'Cause you're courageously outlandish, outrageously brave.
Why am I not daunted by fears that would haunt the most fearless?
'Cause you're outrageously brave with a courage courageously peerless.
And now
We go
to add a dragon to my ego.
Enough for love. That drugs and alcohol would make me a better writer?
That's a good question. You know, I hate to advocate drugs or liquor, violence, insanity to anyone. But in my case, it's worked.
The decision to flee, came suddenly. Or maybe not. Maybe I'd planned it all along, subconsciously waiting for the right moment. The bill was a factor, I think, because I had no money to pay for it. Our room service tabs had been running somewhere between $29 and $36 per hour for 48 consecutive hours. Incredible. How could it happen? But by the time I asked this question, there was no one around to answer. That rotten attorney of mine, Dr. Gonzo, was gone. He must have sensed trouble.
Question asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way that I found out.
Open up the window, let some air into this room. Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's
Was Freddie Cannon with Palisades Park, a song Gong Show host Chuck Barris wrote, and was also featured in the movie Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, based on his allegations that he was also a CIA assassin on the side. Thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5. For complete set lists, please visit the show's website at mondohollywood.ca. So let's close off today's show with a trip to space. We'll hear music from 1983's The Right Stuff, which tells the story of the test pilots of the 1950s who helped get the first humans to space. And then Tom Hanks as Jim Lovell will introduce the Mavericks singing Blue Moon from Apollo 13 before Justin Hurwitz's haunting score, complete with theremin, from 2018's First Man, about Neil Armstrong's life. And then we'll close off the show with Elton John and Taron Egerton singing the Oscar-winning song from Rocketman, the 2019 movie about the singer's life. So thank you again for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next week. And to close off the show, here's Bill Conti and orchestra with the track Light This Candle from The Right Stuff.
Provide you with the appropriate background music. So, hit it.
Blue moon. Someone I really could care for. without a dream in my heart.